The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
November 1st. Do you guys know that listening to Pantyhose Greg every morning is uncomfortable and he's kind of creepy and it's not a good way to start your morning? So maybe let other people start the morning? Anyways, happy November! Wrap it up. We have to start the show. Let's go!
Good morning, my friends. It's Friday, and you're listening to the Klein and Alley Show. I have this, like, boil-sized lump thing on my upper back, so I squeezed it.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just a young boy. I'm spicy.
We go full nutso.
I don't have no thought about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
I love the hot dog. I love the ham dog.
Oh yeah, daddy, me, milk me.
America's boring.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
If you are an Olympic athlete, you have you strive for oh Jesus. You strive for perfection.
I am a listener. I'm usually like a hip hop R&B girl. Their stuff is boring. I just like listening to you guys in the morning.
Get it on.
Chicken tenders.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K Rock.
Thank God.
Hell yeah, welcome to your weekend, a much deserved weekend for all of us. I think it was emotionally a fun week, lots of highs, lots of late
and
nights.
Even more highs.
Even more highs coming, big parade day today, and as a result, I think this is a weekend that we can all get behind. Should it be officially a three-day weekend? Absolutely it should be, but here we are together again on the world-famous K-Rock, and we will not judge you if your breakfast today has already consisted of tiny packets of Skittles and Twix bars.
This is the lunch.
Oh, let me see what Allie brought there. She's got a handful of Reese's there and some Kit Kats. Good, it's a good solid meal.
All the good stuff goes quickly in my house, yep. So I have to take it and bring it here. It's the only safe space.
Got to grab it quick.
What's the worst stuff?
The worst stuff is like we got a lot of those like half Twizzlers.
Smarties and stuff,
yeah,
all that
I think
crap.
We got some Airheads too. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I tell you what was a big scarcity yesterday, because I will always, you know, quote, look through my kids' candy to make sure it's safe, but it's really just my opportunity to take the good stuff, because they don't, you know, they're just as happy with pretty much everything.
Candy's candy to them.
The 100 grand bar may be the most underrated of the candy bars in the history of candy, and so much so that I don't think they've ever marketed it. I don't think it's ever had a commercial on TV ever.
I don't even remember what's in it.
It's perfect. It's like chocolate. It's got some caramel. It's got Rice Krispies in it.
Is it nougat?
No, I don't think it's got like, I don't even know. The consistency is always spot on. It's never too hard. It's never too soft. Everyone, if you see a 100 grand bar, grab it and eat it. And I was,
it's the closest you'll get to that money.
That's, it's great. I mean, maybe the name is not great. Maybe it never took off because people didn't like the name.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason.
But also, it's just, I mean, but if you compare it to a Kit Kat, a Snickers, or a Twix, it's not better.
It's better than all.
It's not. You are high, sir.
Have you? Well, yes, I am. Yeah, point Omar. That's right. Still, you got some residual high coursing through my veins right now.
I always had a soft spot for the Crunch Bar. I never see those anymore. The blue ones?
The Nestle Crunch?
Yeah, those are out. Those are there.
I never see those.
Those are big top shelf.
But you know what I got last night that it was like all of a sudden... I had not seen them in forever, but those little mini packets of Nerds.
Oh, the mini Nerds.
Oh, I was like, strawberry. Whoa, and I just opened them right away and ate them.
Yeah, you can swallow those down without even chewing.
Yep, it was awesome.
Straight up like a snake style with a mouse. You just put them all down your throat and swallow.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And the weirdest thing I got from trick-or-treating was somebody handed out, not candy, but coupons for a free Wendy's Frosty.
Was that you?
It was me.
Okay. Smart move right there.
Yeah, it was a busy neighborhood. I was like,
my kids got a lot of popcorn last night for some reason.
Dude,
I
saw it too.
Popcorn?
Popcorn balls.
Yeah, like whole
no, bags of popcorn.
Pre-sealed or homemade?
There was one that was pre-sealed and two homemade bags.
Yeah, I had some neighbor that was throwing out Jell-O.
Don't they know that those go right in the trash, by the way?
They should know that.
Why are you making your own? Well, I thought we were done with that.
That's got to be the hardest thing for one of these people to learn that sits around all day leading up to Halloween making mini popcorn balls from scratch going, the kids are really going to appreciate this, only to realize 6 seconds after they leave the house they're right in the garbage.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I had there was a neighbor last night that was throwing out some Jell-O shots. I got a few of those.
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram.
For the adults.
That looks
good. That's cool.
I loved it. I love every and then you know every year I keep telling myself this is going to be the year that I give out slices of cold cuts for the adults, because I think adults really deserve a slice of ham or a piece of salami when they walk by. And
you didn't do your little raffle thing?
No, I didn't do the raffle ticket thing. I actually told my kids, I was getting really tired close to trick-or-treating time, and I said to my kids, because we had a huge bucket of candy, I said, girls, I'll make a deal with you right now.
You can have all this.
You don't go, I said, you don't leave the house, we shut it down right now. Uh-huh. Lights off, pumpkins smashed, we shut it down. You two can split all this candy. It's way more than you're going to get if you go out
there. It's true.
I thought it was a great deal, and I was excited about it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, watch a movie, you split all this candy, we call it a day. And they said, no deal. I said, you stupid idiots. You really are my kids, I said.
They have to work for it.
What a dumb call. Good show planned for you today, including some big prizes for you. And we'll get into it all after the Chili Peppers, of course. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. On a Friday morning, you should be feeling good now, if not exhausted. Just eat some of that sugar. You'll be feeling great again in no time. That's our plan around here.
Yeah, but it wears off too quick, man.
Quick fixes, like a bump. Just boo, what was that?
I think when you're older and you've done drugs, it doesn't have the same...
Sure doesn't. My kids were high last night, though.
Oh, my shutting God. It down my kid was psychotic.
I kept saying, let's shut this thing down. We got to shut it down. I kept saying, shut it down.
Yeah.
There was no shutdown. That's why school today has decided they're going all movie, all day. No teaching, because they know that they have lost this battle.
Yep. In my school, they don't even have school. They decided no more.
Here's what we got for you this morning on the show. Of course, we'll continue to hook you up with tickets to go see which comedian is going to be at the Hollywood Bowl on May 31st. Vanessa, I can't see what you wrote down here.
Get ready. Ricky Gervais.
Hey, what? She finally got it.
You did it.
Yes. Took her 1 year and she 1 week and she finally got
year.
It.
1 more time.
Who is it again?
Ricky Gervais.
There
good
we go.
Job.
When We Were Young in Vegas, we will get you into that show with Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, Weezer, The Offspring, and more. You'll have chances to win those tickets coming up a little bit later this morning as well. And we will bring back the Box of Shame because it's Friday. And our favorite day after Halloween tradition, can we return it, where we call around places and try to return things that clearly we already used, wore, or ate, including today, pumpkins, costumes, and candy.
Yeah, especially half-opened candy.
Will any of us be able to convince the people that are just trying to do their job that they should hear what we have to say and take back our gently used pumpkin on November 1st? Probably not.
I do enjoy when we do this because I feel like the pumpkin patch people are the most angry.
They don't like it.
They're because, the audacity that someone actually try to return a pumpkin to their pumpkin farm or pumpkin patch is, I would imagine, never.
Well, the last time we did this, or the last time I remember at least being the guy that had to return the pumpkin, which is very difficult, I did tell the guy that there was a face in it now and there wasn't when I bought it. And he said, that's not my problem. And I said, well...
And shouldn't they be in a good mood? Because this is technically, they're on vacation for a month.
No, they got to start building. Building the Christmas tree lot. I think it's like instant.
Building, all you got to do is tear it down and then just wait for the trees to pop up.
I think they have to wait for all the raccoons to come and eat the unsold pumpkins. But think if you are a pumpkin patch person...
They got to get rid of all that hay. It takes a long time.
Today's the day that you are flush with cash. I mean, today would be the day where you're like, I can't believe another year went by and all these suckers bought these little wooden tokens to go in the bounce house and ride that stupid train.
And they're extra rich this year.
Yes.
Everything was extra expensive.
They just decided, sky's the limit. What's it going to cost to run through a corn maze? Well, I don't know. What do you think? $100 on fair? No, it's 2,000. They don't know.
But to start one, I think what would you need? Like $5,000 to buy like various bounce houses and rickety old swings and then put it in there it's just profit, profit, profit.
I think you could start a pumpkin patch for less than $500. I'm not even kidding, Allie.
No.
I swear. I really think you could.
No, you have to have a couple. You have to have like one or two cool slides and a bounce house. And then you got to have at least 100 pumpkins.
You can even rent that stuff. You rent the jumpers and you rent the slides. And then you just go buy one of those boxes of pumpkins from outside of like a Target. And you lay it out on top of some hay, quadruple the prices.
Just get a forklift. Bring it right up there to the outside.
I mean, a bundle of hay is only $5.
A lot of those petting zoo animals are half dead anyway. They're just sitting around in the sun cooking. I mean,
next year, dude, Klein Alley show pumpkin patch.
I'm not even kidding.
Let's do it.
What are we doing with this dumb job? That side hustle? Those guys are probably rolling in it today.
Yeah, and then we can just get those stupid raffle tickets and say, this is like the pumpkin patch I went to. $1.50 a ticket. Mm-hmm. Take that.
Yeah, but it won't be, because once we start getting all the suckers to come over there, you better believe we're going to jack the price and we're going to do our best to go ahead and screw everyone like we got screwed. That's the plan.
The petting zoo should just be random animals that we see.
random rescues we find on the streets. Yeah, it doesn't matter what they are.
Or like put Johnny in there. You can pet this guy. He kind of looks like a llama.
A coyote, a couple of crows.
That's great. I can't wait. Well, all the things we found in Allie's house, the rats, the mice. Just go ahead.
It's that one really fat squirrel.
We'll call it the eclectic petting zoo.
Good. Yeah, take Omar's dog he hates.
Yeah. If you want $100 of easy money, now it's all you got to do. Call us, 800-520-1067. It's Pick Your Poison Friday. You can battle any single person on the show, answering 5 questions about the news to win $100 of Allie's money. We'll do that next. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show on a Friday. You should be in a great mood today, perhaps heading to the parade. I mean, if Omar were going, this guy likes to set up his chairs weeks in advance to make sure he's got the best view of all the parade action.
I bet you have really good folding chairs, don't you, Omar?
I actually do have some really comfy ones. I have actually 2 different sets. I have like a medium-sized one, and then if I'm going to go to a big beach or whatever, I have like giant-sized ones.
Yeah, this guy is a parade expert. If you have any parade questions because you plan on going, maybe this will be your first parade you've ever attended. I mean, think about it. Dodgers didn't get a parade when they won in 2020, so this would have been all the way back to 1980-something or other, 81, when they would have had their last parade. So maybe...
88.
Oh, 88, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's been a while since you've gone to a parade. You don't go to the Rose Parade. If you got any parade questions, Omar is the parade expert. This guy's been to thousands of parades.
Hello, he loves gay, right here.
Allie, you're gay, yes, but you don't really do the parade. Omar does them as a spectator. You do them as someone who's like, look at me, I'm on a float.
If you
want
to learn how to fluff yourself properly throughout a parade without Allie. Getting all the way there...
Omar's the guy.
You would properly attach a sock to your junk. All that stuff I know.
That's not going to apply in this parade, I don't believe. Let's get into some Allie Knows the News action. $100 up for grabs.
America is boring and she's cucked while she's snoring. Let's find out if Allie Knows the News.
A lot of new theme songs we haven't gotten to this week for Allie Knows the News, and some are better than others.
Climb Mud Tours, it's Allie Knows the News.
All right, for
the record.
Thank you for that. I don't like that one. Then there's this one.
Hey, it rhymes.
Her Instagram pic looks like she's been huffing glue.
Oh.
Let's find out if Allie Knows the News.
Let's go to...
We love it.
Let's go to. thank you. Let's go to Garden Grove, California. Say hi to David this morning. David, $100 up for grabs. You ready to win?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got 5 questions here, all about stuff going on in the world. It's hard to find news that doesn't involve Halloween, the Dodgers, or the fact that we're now officially in Thanksgiving season. But we found some stories. Allie's, oh, yeah, and the election. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studio. Oh, sorry, not Allie. Who do you want to battle today? You can battle anyone on the show.
Well, let's go with Johnny.
Ah, Johnny, the big dummy.
Our beautiful idiot.
All right, hold on. Johnny, go. Someone explain what sequester is to Johnny and then sequester him, and then we will get into your round of Allie Knows the News, the Pick Your Poison Johnny edition. All you got to do is score better than Johnny, win $100 of Allie's money, and your round starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Pasadena residents got to experience some shaking yesterday with a quake. Halloween quake that measured what on the old earthquake scale?
2.9.
Question number 2. The drummer for this K-Rock band abruptly quit, saying that he lost the passion for playing drums.
Oh, let's go. Corn.
Question number 3. Former California governor by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger has officially endorsed which candidate to become president of this country?
Harris.
Question number 4. A former worker for this amusement park has been accused of hacking an online menu price and adding profanities. Hacking the online menus and adding profanities. Which local amusement park was this employee formerly working at?
Disney.
And finally, the front man for this band walked off stage after being heckled by pro-Palestinian protesters, and he walked off stage in the middle of his performance, which front man said, enough is enough. I cannot do this anymore.
Let's go. Tool.
All right. We're going Maynard James Keenan of Tool.
You wouldn't be able to see the audience. It's too far back.
He stands behind the stage.
Can't even hear hecklers.
You don't even like art.
Someone send Johnny and we'll score it together. All actual news stories. And here comes. Gee, he really is. It's remarkable. Johnny's in here. Johnny, looking good, bud. Did you do trick-or-treating yesterday? I had kids that showed up at my place look younger than you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Were you trick-or-treating at all or no?
No, I didn't. I was preparing for tonight and tomorrow night.
What's tonight?
Tonight, we're going to go see Inhaler at the Palladium, and then tomorrow, we're going to LCD Sound System.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful. We're packed.
All right, let's see how you do on this.
So what prepping did he need to do?
Relax.
Yeah,
calm
he's got to emotionally prep. He's got to be. He's got to have it inside. Just
very stimulating
chill
week,
day.
Too.
It's hard for Johnny.
You in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm taking care of myself. I'm trying to
prep
in my 30s.
He's prioritizing.
Jesus.
Question number 1, Johnny. there was a...
in Omar's 20s, he was like, I better start doing cocaine now.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That by
thank
tomorrow
you.
Night, I'll be in the perfect mindset. Yes.
Johnny, say hi to David. You're battling David for $100 of Allie's money. You ready?
Cool.
In Pasadena yesterday, residents got to experience a bit of a shaker. There was an earthquake there. What was the official rating of the earthquake that hit Pasadena area yesterday?
A little one.
Need a number?
A number? 1.3.
1.3. The correct answer is exactly what David said. A 2.9er.
Yeah.
2.9er. Oh. Hey, look, it's newsworthy.
Still kind of little, though.
Yeah, it's little, really
but
little.
If,
that's
if,
very
if
little.
The, if it's right beneath your feet, it feels pretty big. Go to question number 2. Johnny's down 1. The drummer for this K-Rock band abruptly quit, saying that he lost his passion for playing the drums.
Oh, that's the dude from Primus.
That is correct. Yeah. Primus.
Yeah.
So did he just abruptly lose the passion? Like, I cannot play another drum.
Primus has been a band for a long-ass time. Got that great theme song for South Park, and they've done quite a few things, but it's interesting when your band stays together that long for someone to go, you know what? I'm over it. I don't want
it. Can't you just move him over to a different instrument?
You would think. Johnny's tied it up now. 1-1.
Yeah, pick up the triangle, dude.
Question number 3. Former California governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has officially endorsed which candidate for president of America?
Probably Kamala, because everybody's on the Kamala train right now.
So you think he is going with Harris?
No, Kamala Harris.
Oh,
oh my God.
Better rest up.
Correct. Yeah, better save some of your energy for Johnny doesn't know later.
You go sleep right now.
He got that right as well. So Johnny is still all tied up as we go to question number 4. A former worker for this amusement park has been accused of hacking an online menu, changing prices, and adding profanities. Which amusement park did they work at?
Oh, that's got to be Knott's. That sounds like some stuff they do at Knott's Berry Farm. Edgar's are taking over that place. They're messing up the menu. That's some stuff I would do, and I would only do that at Knott's.
All right. That is wrong. Aww.
Six Flags.
No, the correct answer is Disney.
Wow.
Disney.
David got it. Disney stories make the news more than any other, you know, usually more than any other.
Yeah, but profanity-laden menus would, I think, always make the news.
Always make the news, but it's a
very... The sound is effing good.
Yeah, so we got effing expensive.
Final question, and Johnny is down by one.
Down bad.
The front man of this band walked off stage after being heckled by pro-Palestinian protesters, and he said, no more, I'm out. Which front man, which band? Did the front man walk off stage middle of performance?
middle of performance.
I'm trying to speak Johnny's language, Allie. I'm trying.
Middle? Jimmy Eats World. The middle. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying anything.
What?
I'm
just saying middle? Wait, did you not hear that?
I'm just saying he walked off stage in the middle of his performance.
But you said
you just
middle.
Heard the middle and decided it's Jimmy Eats World.
Allie said something. She was like, middle. And I was like, Jimmy Eats World.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know.
The correct answer is Tom York of Radiohead.
Oh,
so
poor guy.
With a final score of 4-3 or 3-2, David, congratulations. You reign supreme, and Allie will pay you $100 of her money.
Damn.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
It's a whole, whole weekend of winning here. You get the Dodgers winning and David winning and everyone's getting paid today, baby. Hold on, David. And Johnny, what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
David, Allie knows the news. David is the
wow.
News.
Hey, go take a nap, Johnny. That's
my Karina, it's her birthday today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Keep listening to win all sorts of great stuff today. Or perhaps you just like the show. You can also follow along on the Instagram, Klein Alley Show, and videos going up as we speak on the YouTube at K-Rock's YouTube page. You can see what it looks like here in the studio and figure out if we actually look like what you think we look like based on our voices.
This actually isn't us. We have hired more attractive people
to
stand in our place.
No, I can't wait for AI to take over. Get some AI versions of us up there so people can be like, man, they are so much better looking than I anticipated.
Yeah, can they like live Photoshop, you know, or like being airbrushed as it's happening?
That would be great, but you know what? The problem is that we live in this world now where everybody, you're seeing a kind of altered version of everybody just because of filters and angles and the fact that everyone takes 25 pictures of themselves before they even post the one.
And you get a light ring.
And you got the light ring and you've got the, sometimes even on Zoom, there's like built-in makeup. I was using my wife's computer one time to do a Zoom and I had like...
Oh, they have like the touch-up feature.
I couldn't even figure it out. I never looked better in my life on the camera and then I realized it had like some sort of a smoothing and like rouge or something that was being put on my face.
Seeing people in real life is horrifying.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
People in real life is no good.
It's also in movie. I mean, when you see a movie now, like I remember when the new Indiana Jones movie came out and then it was like, all right, Harrison Ford does not look like that. Like old or young.
Yeah.
But it was incredible that they could shoot an entire movie with someone and make them look not like they look at all.
But that's the problem. That's why us regulars don't really stand a chance if you think about it. Because for every time we're seeing anyone, be it, it's been this way forever, but on a billboard, in a movie, even on their own Instagram, so much effort, work, makeup, filters have been done that we are really at some point, if you're just going out there raw dog, I know people say raw dogging's flying without looking at your phone, but the real raw dogging is going out in the real world. No makeup, no thoughts, no tweezing, no a combing of the hair. I mean, we are as raw. When we arrive at this station at some ungodly hour every morning, we are like getting out of a, it is like one after the, it's like a parade of just raw dogs.
Yeah, and this is actually as good as it gets. It just gets worse as the day goes on.
Well, at least you get a little bit of the built-in excuse of like, oh, it's early, or, oh, man, it's been a week. Like, today is one of those days that I think that even if you show up looking worse than you normally would look, everyone's going to kind of accept that because they're going to go, oh, it was Halloween last night, Dodgers celebrating.
There's a lot of excuses of why you could look bad.
A lot of excuses as to why. Like, it's the same thing would be true after, like, a Cinco de Mayo or after a St. Paddy's Day or after any time there's, like, a universally accepted party day. The next day, if people are like, I'm feeling rough or I'm looking rough, people, it's kind of nice. You kind of have that built-in excuse. Like, oh, yeah, so Bruce didn't wear pants to work today. Well, it's Seis de Mayo. What do you expect?
It would be kind of nice if, you know, everyone wears masks and stuff on Halloween when they're actually feeling rested. But the next day is when we really need them.
That is so true. The day after mask. Like, I would
love to wear like a Freddy Krueger mask now.
Oh, I thought you were.
No!
That's not.
This is not a mask. And I'm wearing makeup, you dick.
I do like the idea of
makeup. Jeez.
The day after after mask is a great concept.
Yes.
And I think there's
because we all need it now. We didn't need it yesterday.
6 days a year. Actually, I would say every Monday would be an acceptable day after mask day. Every Monday,
Friday because you don't really care.
Right, Friday you're probably hungover, so you went out Thursday. But I would say like Mondays, Fridays you wear masks, and then you throw in all the bonus days, which is like after the holidays or after Super Bowl Sunday,
the day after any holiday or party night. Yeah,
everyone's just like. And the other cool thing about the day after mask concept is that if occasionally you found someone that had a similar body type to you, they could just tap in.
Exactly. We could be sleeping right now.
Be sleeping right now. And be like, oh, look at that person that's
and
kind of...
whatever weirdo fits in our giant mask.
That must be
Allie. Be sitting here.
Look at the broad shoulders. That's got to be her. You know, I mean, that's not a terrible idea.
I'm going to open it on November 1st of every year.
It's a great... just take that spirit store right over, you know? K-Rock, Klein Allie Show on a Friday morning. You should be feeling great right now, hungover perhaps. And yes, we will not judge you if you're eating tiny candy bars for breakfast, because I think today is one of those days where that is just socially acceptable. Look at that. In a few weeks, when I find a melted Twix in my pocket and I'm still eating it, then you can start judging me. But for today, if you're having a little Skittles for breakfast, that's okay.
I had a bowl of Halloween candy that I, you know, set out on the porch, ready for it to be gone when I got back, and it was completely untouched.
Did you leave a note there?
No
take
way.
Take one, take two?
No.
Nothing, no note.
Nope, nothing. And then we went and got candy, and we went trick-or-treating, but the haul that we came back with was so minimal compared to the haul that I already had at home.
I know.
So I just poured his little basket on top of our gigantic bowl, and now it's just sitting in our house. And I'm like,
what? You had the porch light on, and you had all the Halloween
decorations. Yeah, we had jack-o'-lanterns next to it and everything. Yeah, there were a couple kids that were picking at it when I left, and I kind of expected that when we left, they would just come back and take it all.
I think the cycle of life now is we eat as much candy as we possibly can between now and, you know, the end of the year, and then we say, all right, time to start working on our new year body.
Time for smoothies.
That's what it's all about. If we're not around, the GOAT line's always there for you. That number is 844-956-GOAT. We greatly appreciate the interaction from the new listeners and those that are listening on the podcast.
Hi, Klein Allie Show. I was just calling because I just recently started listening to you guys, and I was a Woody Show listener, and I didn't want to listen to you guys because I just hated Klein's voice. And now that I've been listening to you guys for a while, I love Klein's voice. Aww. And it's like whenever I hear him go, that's terrible. I just love it so much. I don't know, like his accent or something. That's terrible.
I think she's thinking of Charles Barkley.
He says that's terrible. Yeah.
I don't think she's thinking of him.
He was terrible.
Yeah, that is a terrible
impression.
You say
terrible a specific way.
That's terrible. Anyway, do you know what's not terrible? The Klein and Allie Show.
Oh, thank you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Always nice to convert another listener. Thank you for helping to spread the word and grow the show. Well, a lot of the other radio out there truly is terrible. It's terrible. So you got us, and it's less terrible. Sometimes we are, but other times we're not. So if you don't like terrible radio, come to us.
You okay, Rock? You know, you and all the ladies know that I'm the best toe sucker in the world.
Oh my God. This guy, disappears and then comes back when you least expect it.
Is this Big Chocolate the toe sucker? This guy is like, crazy. I always assume he's dead, and then 6 months goes by, and then boom, another message. The guy's still sucking toes.
Big chocolate, the toe sucker. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with me?
I don't know. Just a sampling.
Aren't I a crazy weirdo?
That goat line is there for you all weekend long. If you're sucking toes or you've decided to start listening to our show, it is there at your leisure, 844-956-GOAT. We take a super quick break. We're back with your first look at what's going on in the world, the ADD News, and then we start hooking you up with things. Tickets to Ricky Gervais, tickets to When We Were Young in Vegas, and big announcements coming soon. Lots of stuff going on in the world before we have a big parade today starting around 11 o'clock. I'm sure she'll break down some of that right now in this exciting edition of your ADD News right here on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. My doctor gave me a lollipop.
All right, yep, the Dodger Parade begins at 11 a.m. today in downtown L.A. It starts at City Hall. If you have not yet thought of an excuse, come up with one now. And if you can't come up with one, just give us a call and we'll give you one. People are already lined up. They have been since the early hours of the morning, and probably they didn't sleep last night. They were camping out, making sure that they're going to get the best view of the inebriated athletes. They're encouraging everybody to take the L.A. Metro into downtown L.A. because parking there is already non-existent. And they say they have surprises in store. And I was kind of thinking, you know what would be awesome? They should tow that burnt-out L.A. Metro bus through the parade.
Great idea.
That would be so cool.
Thing's probably already long gone, but just some of the
just
many...
Be like...
For the many things
all down the parade,
like route. All of the things that have been damaged by celebrations, they just put them all on display for everyone to look at one more time before they put them off to the junkyard.
Exactly, and everyone's wearing the new Nikes that were stolen. No. Just kind of celebrate.
It's
all
a good
them.
Idea. They're concerned that even the parade, you know, the parade is supposed to be celebration, but then I heard some report this morning at KNX that said the combination is a dangerous combination of alcohol and fireworks.
Oh, and yeah. Some guy blew his hand off yesterday.
I saw. Incredible. Put that guy on the main float, waving to the crowd. I'd love that. Yeah, he's excited.
Who wants a parade?
That guy does,
that
for
guy
sure.
With no hand. I also would imagine that the athletes are hangover drinking by this point because they were out and about yesterday as soon as... This is a Dodger pitcher Anthony Banda as soon as he got back to L.A. and he was already out and about talking to people.
One of the players even stopped, rolled down in his window, and talked to Eyewitness News briefly. Let's go to that.
How do you feel about the victory?
Well, amazing, guys.
Last night?
What a hard-hitting question. What do you feel about the victory?
Well, how many times have they been asked that already, by the way?
It's just...
How exciting is this? It's very exciting.
Yeah, Justin,
what was that moment like? It
Justin
was
Turner
exciting.
Was walking around in an area where I was doing some trick-or-treating yesterday, and apparently was signing candy and signing baseballs for kids.
How do you sign the candy? It's like a lot of them are minis. Yeah,
anything that was being handed to him, he was just signing. So, he actually signed the Klein Alley Show pumpkin that's back here in the K-Rock studio. Look at that.
Dude!
It's a limited edition, one-of-a-kind Klein Alley Show pumpkin signed by...
A World Series winner.
The great Justin Turner.
Wait, you just had that handy?
Yep, had it on the red. I knew I'd run into someone. Last year I ran...
He's signing candy and you just bring him a giant bulky ass...
Sign this pumpkin. That's right. It's going to be worth $4 million, like the 50-50
ball. Did you hand
ball.
It to him?
No, some kid was running around asking, does anyone have a pen? Does anyone have a Sharpie? And I a lot of times have pens on me.
You're like huffing it.
So I was like, you want my autograph, kid? He's like, not you. Let me borrow that pen, though, real quick. He's like, Justin Turner's three blocks away. I said, all right, great. Bring him this pumpkin. Have him sign it. And the kid
I
came back.
I can't believe he did that and then brought it back.
A complete stranger, by the way. The kid I'd never met before. He did.
Wow.
Brought me my pen back, too. I was shocked.
What a hero. All right, when you have a kid, Halloween becomes a vastly different experience. When you are a kid having your own Halloween, that's one thing. And then you become a drunk adult. That's a whole other thing. Then there's the parenting experience, which kind of turns into, like, you become like a monitor of the candy and how they're getting the candy. But, and I say this for the children, according to many health experts and dietitians, unlimited access to candy is the better move. Unlimited access to sugar will help build healthier relationships with food by focusing less on the restriction aspect and more on moderation over time. And let me tell you, we do that. We, most of the time, Wesley can eat whatever he wants and it's great. And they do learn to regulate, but last night was a disaster.
Well, I
mean, it's like it was psychotic, and then he was, and then literally as soon as he got every piece of candy, he wanted to open it and eat it immediately.
Sure.
And I can't really explain to him that we're supposed to collect it all and eat it later. And he was up when I got up this morning because his stomach hurt.
Well, the according to at least a dentist, and you know we don't really trust the dentists. They claim that the best thing you can do is let them eat as much candy as they can eat in the 24 to 48 hours after Halloween and then just chuck the rest, as opposed to what a lot of people think is the responsible move, which
like
is
a couple pieces a day.
Yeah, two pieces a day, and let's spread that out over the next month.
But then they're eating candy every day.
Right, and also that's where you start getting, like, you know, special, like, that's would be more, cause more of an issue with teeth, whatever else, where they go, 2 days, your body can handle a lot in 2 days.
Yeah.
Just do it and be done with it.
Exactly. And I think that eventually you realize how much is too much
and I
for
think
yourself.
That, yeah, but I've always thought to myself, too, like, if I just say to my kids, go nuts. You got a pound of candy in front of you. Eat it all. At some point, I'd like to believe I'm teaching them a lesson and they're going to give up after, like, a few pieces and go, you know what? I don't want any more of this.
After a few pieces?
Or whatever. Let's just say after 10 pieces. But I just
kids
know.
Will always find room.
Yeah,
man.
They will find room. Like, I know that's not. It's going to backfire on me. I know it.
Well, and it does backfire. I mean, either way, it's not good, but they're saying for the long term, this is better. Like, it'll probably be a really crappy couple of days for you because your kid will just be insane. But over time, they'll, like, kids want what they can't have. Once they can have unlimited amounts of it, they're going to be like, okay, I have to figure out when is when here.
Yeah.
All right. There are a lot of sad stories when it comes to chain restaurants. Just look at Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Denny's, TGI Fridays. There are a million chain restaurants that are having a hard time right now. So I thought it was worth sharing a chain success story. Chili's is experiencing a major bounce back in business. Yeah, their stock is up 150% right now. Woo! And they said that it's because they added three things to their menu that are all value menu items. So one of them is their $10.99 Big Smasher Burger, which they their advertising says they have double the meat of a Big Mac and more flavor, and it comes with fries and a drink. And then they have a $6 margarita and a $17 triple dipper appetizer where you can pick three different appetizers. They said that that burger alone has been the main reason why they're doing great.
I've always been a fan of Chili's. I don't go as often as I should. I wish. I think they have great, a very underrated
chicken. I don't go as often as I should to Chili's.
I haven't been in a long time.
I should be there often.
I should be there regularly. I'd like to be a regular.
Like it's church.
Every Sunday. They got great underrated chicken fingers there. But more importantly, ever since, you know, the cost of fast food has jumped so much, a lot of these fast casual places are going, look, for the same cost you're going to spend at the drive-thru,
exactly,
you could sit down and have a real deal meal.
And be served.
And I think that people are starting to, like, buy into that and be like, you know what? They're kind of right. I was going to spend $10 at McDonald's anyway. I'll go spend it over at Chili's.
Well, because $10.99 is, that's very competitive with
sure,
a fast food burger.
Absolutely is. So we got to do a road trip over to Chili's, guys, after the show today.
Klein's got to make up for lost time.
I owe them. That's right.